Hello, and welcome to Downloads from God. I am your host, Andrea Lendy, sharing a daily meditation and prayer. Whatever time of day this message finds you, I pray it blesses you. So take a deep breath in, release, and open your spirit to this message. I'll be reading out of the Amplified Bible for deeper meaning and understanding. The title of our message today is Using Words to Bless Others, our passage taken out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 29. Let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others, as is fitting to the need and the occasion, that it may be a blessing and give grace, God's favor, to those who hear it. What a great message for this new year, to be in control of our own words. As a mother, I used to tell my children to use their words to explain what was happening in their minds. I tried to help them find the right words, ones that would help the situation and not make it worse. And as a mother, I must do the same thing. It is important for me to use words that are not damaging to their spirits, words that lift up instead of tear down. Our passage spoke to me specifically today because I am tired, and when fatigue sets in, it is easy to forget about being careful with my words. Even though my children have grown, I want to be careful in the way I speak to them. They are still my children, and what I say will impact them for the rest of their lives. It doesn't matter that they are young adults now. It doesn't matter that they look like they can handle a more flippant conversation. I still need to be careful about what I say, how I say it, and the emotion I put into my words. They will carry them with them forever. Their spirits are still affected by me, maybe more now than when they were little. Lastly, it is important that I lead by example. I want to be their encourager in all ways, and it is such a blessing to watch them encourage others, just as I have done for them. What I do and what I say is so important today, maybe even more important than when they were little. Paul says, let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth. Today, I choose to use words that will bless those around me. May you find the Lord will assist you in using words to bless others as well. Now for our prayer. Oh Lord, thank you for reminding me that I need to choose words to bless others instead of words that will hurt them. Thank you for reminding me that my words are used to benefit others and help them progress in their spiritual walk. Father, forgive me for words I have spoken which do not further your plan. Help me be mindful of every word that I speak. Help me hear your gentle whispers and share your grace and mercy with others. Help me be obedient to your call and do as you ask. Overcome my own will and help me do yours instead. May your Holy Spirit lead and guide me this and every day. May your grace be upon me. May your mercy flow over me. Strengthen me in all ways, Lord, so I can be used by you. Help me bless someone this day and thank you for hearing my prayer. And the whisper I hear from God is, I will fill you with my Holy Spirit so you can do my will and bless those I send to you. And my response, thank you, most gracious and merciful Lord. Amen. Thank you for listening to Downloads from God. Subscribe for all future episodes and feel free to share this podcast with others. You can also read the daily meditation and prayer and subscribe for a free 30-page meditation and prayer PDF file on my website, www.believinghim.com. Thank you.